are on the record for After Talk. Hammond, this is, I think Hammond might be our first After Talk
guest.
Hey,
we have a guest. Oh my gosh,
that's amazing.
This is where we just like talk for about 10 minutes after Cord Killers. Welcome.
It's been called the recycling bin of things we've talked about on the show. No.
Water efficient use of non-potable liquids of podcasting.
You know what's funny is I was about to say Charlie Rose's recycling bin, but then I realized not Charlie Rose, problematic. And then I went through like seven more names and I was like, also problematic,
it's
also problematic.
It's the Bill.
That's what happened. You just heard the comedy short circuiting of nothing but problematic icons.
It's the Louis. No.
Can we talk about my idea for a dog zoo, though?
After I ask you this question.
What's a dog zoo?
Would you care? No, it's a really boring question. Would you care if we changed what we're watching to a thing we're watching?
If that would be helpful to you in some way?
I feel like sometimes that section is a little unfocused.
Why don't we call it?
Because it sometimes is a laundry list, and other times it's really good focus on like, I watched this one thing and I love it.
Let's get back to our metaphor and let's call the segment Eyes On. If we just call it Eyes On, that conveys.
You have an alligator watching TV as your logo.
Not eyes only.
No, eyes on.
Eyes on.
Okay.
Yeah, eyes on. No,
yeah. Right.
Like where? What are our eyes on?
And then you can, if you've got a couple of things, you can still do a couple of things.
Right.
Or you can just do one.
And also, you know, in the military metaphors that we'd love to do, it's like, hey man, what are your eyes on? It's like, hey man, I'm on the lookout, which is the old name for this segment.
Wait, no, on the lookout.
It's part of Eyes On.
Okay, great.
Did I not know the rules of what we're watching by listening?
No, you did. We're changing the rules right now.
Okay. Yeah.
You were the last one who ever will play by those old rules, Hammond. Congratulations.
Wow. I feel happy and proud and tingly all of a sudden.
I feel pretty.
So dog zoo.
Anyway,
dog zoo. All right, so weirdthings.com is the Weird Things episode that's going to go up tonight. We talked about a couple of sightings. We talked about the sighting of a strange creature stalking a moose in Canada.
Right.
And then we talked about a discovery in Egypt of a donkey being dressed, being painted like a zebra and being passed off as a zebra.
And then we speculated about how far that could go. And then we started to think of the wild ways people are grooming dogs. And then I speculated, hypothetically, let's say I just bought 7 acres in West Austin. And how amazing, and I don't know, this is the funny part, is I don't know the ethical implications of this, but... Okay, if I said I just bought,
alone scares the crap out of me, Brian.
I just bought 7 acres and I plan to make a dog sanctuary. Number of people upset, zero. You know, all of the dogs taken care of.
What a great guy, keeping a home for dogs. That's awesome.
Right. Slightly more advanced. I am going to start a sanctuary for dogs and make sure they're all very well groomed. New sentence. Also, there'll be a $5 tip jar at the front. Still,
I mean, that's cool, right? Like taking care of the animals above and beyond deserves a little compensation if you can afford it. That's great.
Separate issue. Okay, listen, we have a team of 300 volunteers that just love taking care of these dogs, and they're so into taking care of them that some of them have started to style their hairs in curious and wonderful ways. Also, it was a $5 tip jar. Now it's a $5 suggested donation. Would you like to
what
come?
What a great way to promote saving dogs with like cool hairstyles and bringing attention to the problems of dogs and, you know, suggested donation tip jar, whatever, right?
Okay, now it's straight up a parody of a normal zoo, only they're all dogs, and all of the dogs are made to look like all of the animals you would see at the zoo, They're all well cared for. Let's not get into that part. They're all happy to see you. Like, imagine if you went to the lion exhibit and the lion was just grinning and wanted to give you kisses and was so excited. And then you went to the giraffe and the giraffe was amazing. And then also there was
hang on. Tell me how a dog looks like a giraffe.
Creative. Oh, here we go. We're going to Google giraffe dog.
This is a thing that we saw. Hold on, I have to type groom.
Oh, it's so great. It's the best idea I've ever had.
So,
this man is horrible. In a world where dogs can't get homes, he's exploiting them for his own profit.
It's a labradoodle.
It's amazing. They got zebra dogs.
Oh my God.
Is that a giraffe dogs.
A lot of options for giraffes. Giraffes kind of looking pretty easy here. Oh, this is the one that we saw earlier.
Tell me this isn't the best idea. Tell me you wouldn't pay all
look
the
at
money.
This little panda
the panda dog.
Dog.
The panda dog.
What did you Google, Bryce, so I can share this with my wife?
I Googled giraffe dog grooming. Or if you look up dog. Okay. Yeah.
There's a Yoda dog. There's Ewok dogs. Like, just, I mean... And imagine all the dogs are happy and vaccinated and well cared for and beloved, and it would be the best petting zoo on the planet.
Oh, now it's a petting zoo. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't quite get the services.
You've got to be able to pet the dogs. Assuming the dogs want it. Consent. Consent is important. The dogs want to be pet.
Wolf eats wolf.
Yeah.
And this is a sanctuary, dogs can't be adopted or...
No,
the talent stays.
No, you should make them. That will save you, because you went at the very end. You became a manipulative billionaire who should be stopped. But as soon as you get that reaction, you're like, oh, but you can still adopt the dogs and bring them home.
Yeah.
You're back in everybody's good graces.
All right, yeah. I guess.
Not only is it a cute little panda dog, but I could take it home.
Okay,
that's
now
amazing.
it's a $20 required donation. That's the
part of the
is that a buffalo
fee.
Dog? Is that that's a buffalo dog?
It's a dog on a buffalo.
So wait, part of the adoption could be a reoccurring grooming service.
Is that Captain Jack Sparrow dog?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, Hammond. You're talking and I'm not listening. Go ahead. Keep going.
You're looking at Jack Sparrow dog. Who could listen to me while you're looking at Jack Sparrow dog? But what I was saying is that the adoption fee could actually have an option to have a reoccurring grooming fee to keep your dog looking like Yoda.
Oh, no. Dogs are not meant to look like Yoda. This is the personality, the genuine personality of the dog coming out through its talented caretakers.
But seriously, sir, how much to turn my dog into Yoda?
$100 a month.
$100 a month?
Yeah.
No, I think
that better include like the dying.
You have a separate area that maybe you don't even have to go to the required donation if you do this. Like, you've got the dog sanctuary with the sculpted dogs. They're like, would you like to have your dog look cool like these dogs? Just head over here and pay for the groomer. That will do it to your dog, too.
And, like, this is a big thing, because people will do this with cats to get, like, a lion cut on the cat. And I always see, like, when they cut it very bad.
Yes,
and
of course. Like, there's somebody who said, cut a heart into my dog's butt. Have you seen that one?
Yes. But they cut it the wrong way. They cut it out instead of in.
So I feel like in general, a lot of people would be on board with this. And then during Weird Things, I had to take it to a dark territory by saying, like, what if we did a whole bunch of Pokemon themed dogs? And then it's like, yeah. And then I'm like, and what if they did battle, like, you know,
no,
actual
okay.
Pokemon
this back up again.
And
you
what if you had to catch
her.
Them all?
What if you had to catch them, train them to fight each other? And then have them fight on your behalf. And then I feel like at that point you lose everybody, right?
Yes.
Except Michael. You're doing federal time.
except for my daughter, who's a very big Pokemon fan.
I think she would still disagree with dog fighting.
Yeah. I was like, no, sweetie, that's a lightning
attack.
It's
not dog fighting. It's Pokemon. No, it's just dog fighting, honey.
So dog zoo.
Dog zoo.
Dog zoo.
Yeah, no dog fighting, please.
Hey,
but dog zoo, yeah.
Speaking of weird things, I found Weird Things 1. And that's going out on an update for the Top Podcasting Idol show within this next week.
The episode of Weird Things That We Did?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I don't think I'm on it.
You're probably not. You weren't on the show for a little while.
I believe I showed up on the second episode.
I think it's you, Andrew, and Justin.
I wonder if there may have been a retcon where maybe whatever the first release was after the fact called a prototype or something.
The file's called Weird Things Final, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no, it's the, you know what? You discovered our last episode.
It's from 2019.
We haven't yet released it. I don't know how you found that, but that's amazing.
Wow, more time travel. What will your wife think?
Oh my god, it's pretty good. I feel like we gotta punch out on that. Maybe the only thing I have time left for is to do you want to talk about theme songs to TV shows?
You just want an excuse to play the Preacher song. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it feels indulgent at this point because we've more than gone over our usual time for the after talk. And also,
just everybody go look up Preacher theme song and play it for yourself right now.
Sure. You know what? Actually, let's do a topic. Chordkillers@gmail.com.
Okay.
For everybody listening to After Talk.
Or put it in the Patreon comments.
Little side jag is what are the top five TV best themes?
Because as goofy as it is, I love the Justified theme.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I listen to it all the time.
That's like rap rock song.
It's like, it's like hillbilly rap.
And it's badly done. Kid Rock's understudy showed up for a recording session.
Baby Rock.
Yeah, Baby Rock.
Or Kid Pebble, one of those
Kid two. Pebble.
Kid Pebble, I think, because it's got the B sound. All right, yeah. Send this
lonely road trying to make it home.
I mean, maybe next week we'll
rhyme. Doesn't even rhyme.
I love it.
It's so poorly written.
I make no apologies. I mean, I do not defend it. Gangsta Grass. Featuring Tone Z.
Is that what it's called?
Tone Z.
Justified.
Put that up against The Shield. What about The Shield?
I don't even remember what the Shield's theme song was.
Latino music because South California.
Oh, yeah. Right.
South California.
On this lonely road, trying to make it home.
Boop-a-doop-boop. It's a bad song, Tom. It's okay that you like a bad song.
I didn't say it was good. I said I like it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Hope you have a good week.
Shields, yeah. Game of Shields, yeah. Game of Shields. On the lonely roam. Go to the dog zoo. Shields, yeah.